Welcome to the fourth episode of Carmunication Podcast. Today, we are recording from the Automotive Campus in Eindhoven, the perfect setting to welcome our guest, the new board director of Carmunication, Freek Blackstone. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, you have recently taken on the role of board director at Carmunication. Can you share a bit about your journey and what led you to this position in the automotive aftermarket?
Yes. I was already a petrolhead as a baby, so I was sniffing a little bit of the exhaust of my dad's car, which was a Saab 94. And then I was educated with a general technical management education in Eindhoven, and later I specialized myself in marketing. My career was driven by car parts and distribution. I fulfilled many roles in product management, purchase, marketing, sales and general management. And I played around a lot in the IDG world for over 25 years. Yes, I like cars. I like to drive, but also to investigate the technology as I am a curious person. I always want to learn, and I always have learned to be agile and flexible. And car technology always was inspiring, at least in the last 5 years, because it has reached a kind of exponential degree of development. The pace is high and new things show up very quickly. We see many legacy car makers out of the business already, or almost out of the business. And also our aftermarket players are suffering with all the dazzling effects of change. I still like it. I like also the EV development and the software-defined vehicle developments. They are just new facts of life in the aftermarket. So then you better embrace them and accept that they will rule the business. In the end, I think the only constant in life is change. So yeah, you better be agile.
Always.
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 Every day.
And over the past years, you have seen so many changes that my second question to you, it is, what experiences do you feel have best prepared you for this position in Carmunication?
Yeah, well, as I just said, since 1987, I'm now for over 38 years in, I would say, parts and components. I worked with a battery manufacturer, OE. I worked with vehicle manufacturers, so like a bus manufacturer who is a part of VDL today, making electric buses. I lived with parts distributors, part of LKQ today. And I dare to say I know almost each imported parts manufacturer and key distributor in Europe, and also our common challenges. I was highly involved with ITGs like ATR, Group Auto and Nexus Automotive. And I've specialized over the years, not only in the parts, but also in workshop services. Services like training, diagnostic support, technical data and parts catalogs, IT platforms, and of course, marketing services. Very important. Being involved intensively with those workshop concepts, I've seen the growing risk and challenge to keep access to vehicles. And the diagnose, including remote diagnose and pass-through, is complicated these days and very costly for independent mechanics. ADAS, state of health of batteries information, not everything is so clear and easy as the aftermarket would like it to be. So I clearly see the challenge and the need to support our players, otherwise they will suffer and disappear. And that will be the beginning of the end of the independence in repair and maintenance. We should not accept. Carmunication can play an important role here by joining forces and knowledge in order to keep the pace with the speed of change. And in fact, to enable our mechanics, in the end, all our customers, to do their independent jobs. And that's what we stand for.
Yeah, you anticipate a little bit my third question to you, which is actually on Carmunication and how can play a role in the data conversion, the access and regulation Not necessarily tomorrow. So I know there are some changes in the air, but not necessarily tomorrow. But over time, what is the role of communication?
Yeah, I think we are all part of the digital transformation, and that goes so quick worldwide in each and every business, I think. And we are all too busy to spend enough time on that topic. But software-defined architecture of vehicles is changing markets and is allowing new players from China and other countries to enter the market and to oblige us to be agile. We have really to adapt. Many of us are not even prepared for electrification and are not even worth thinking about predictive maintenance driven by artificial intelligence, which is also completely new, I would say. And next to that, electrification and software-defined structures, we see also new things. We see new players, we see new automotive leaders like companies, big companies, the biggest in the world, by the way, NVIDIA, NXP, and a lot of phone companies, companies like Apple, Samsung, UV, NIO, and Xiaomi, which are mobile phone-involved companies, and they now produce complete cars. They are into the dashboards, the screens. They're into the battery business, and they even produce cars. And cars driven by only one software platform owned by themselves. And all kind of new players do their new things. Also, the software companies like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Tencent, which is Nintendo, for example. All of them, including semiconductor companies, are now leading, I would say, our business. Many car manufacturers are losing the control and they are in panic. At least they want to keep control about the data in their vehicles to protect their business. We, as an aftermarket association, Carmunication, we want to be the lighthouse in the dark for the aftermarket by collecting and sharing knowledge about data in vehicles, how to access them, how to create solutions to deal with the data, because we more often do not have access to the data. And we have to have a dialogue in our aftermarket to warn and activate all the players. We have to have a joint approach with other entities like ATPA, ADPA, Vigeva, and other many associations also involved in lobbying and thinking about the future. So in summary, I would say joint forces will work, and together we can try to keep pace with the speed of transformation in our business. We have no choice.
Yeah, in fact, the transformation is for the whole industry is a threat, and for the automotive industry itself, that the risk for new technologies and other industry to step into our sector.
For sure. Yeah.
So I would go now directly to my last question to you. And if you can leave to the audience one guiding principle that could help transforming all these challenges, all these threats into opportunities.
Yeah, the thing is that we cannot arrange everything with regulation. We see challenges on the level of intellectual property rights. This has to do with diagnostic protocols, cybersecurity, contractual limitations, data protection regulations. And here we see at least three official regulations that are involved. It's the European Data Act, of course, in order to harmonize rules on fair access and to use the use of data generated by connected cars. Then we see, of course, the general, I would say, GDPR, with the function to protect the personal data of people and to regulate the processing of this data. Very relevant for in-vehicle data collected by connected cars. But it doesn't give us the solutions. It doesn't give the solutions to the mechanics, and that so it's a lot of regulation, but in fact mechanics are asking for solutions like platforms, like tools. And the third regulation, which is very active in our market, is of course the specific automotive block exemption regulation, motor vehicle BER. It regulates vehicle distribution and maintenance in Europe with keeping ability to compete in the automotive aftermarket. That sounds good. This regulation has to be renewed in 2028 because it's ending. And if we don't unite ourselves and stand up, I'm afraid that the future of independent repair will disappear. So we have to collect the knowledge, the power, the companies, in order to give future to the independent workshops. Because if we don't, the aftermarket parts distribution will stop as well, as there are no guys to repair the cars. We, as a communication, we recently joined ADPA, ACPA, as a member in order to work together. They have lawyers, they are working on the legal and the lobby side. And we will look for more connections in the aftermarket in order to organize a strong voice for the independent repair market. We also look forward to welcome new members in communication because we can absolutely use more power, like parts manufacturers, distributors, data specialists, everyone who's involved in repair and maintenance and with data is welcome, I would say, in order to share the knowledge and the power. And in this way, Carmunication wants to be the lighthouse of the aftermarket for in-vehicle data and to collect the knowledge, to collect the power and the interest, and to be this strong association in order to keep future for the whole aftermarket.
Thank you. So I suppose that we will talk soon in our future podcast so we can share more details about how to make the voice stronger and how to guide companies. And really thank you for this short episode to introduce yourself and to explain where is Carmunication going and how people can contact you eventually.
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope to see you in the future in the aftermarket with, I would say, access to data, so all of us will be able to stay alive in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.